Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Family, friend, and foe, welcome to this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Your host here tonight, Teacher Shane, hoping that your time through this so-called pandemic has been blessed. You know, for the people of Yah, I guess we welcome such things. Hallelujah. 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 And these things must come. These things must be. Because right before our eyes, this world that was, it's changing. It's changing. And His coming is nearer than when it was before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our saints of the Most High, we are a blessed people. I was just, before the show started, I was just reflecting on how our Elohim, our Yah, Yahweh Elohim, how wonderful He is. As we learned from Isaiah yesterday, what a good word that would come forth yesterday, teaching in the morning for Shabbat. I just pray it edified those that were listening. We can surely see that even in the midst of all those that were probably listening, there were a few that wanted to ask the question, do y'all really believe that Jesus is God? After all them scriptures, after all that word, after all that imploring, he that had ears to hear, let him hear. You know, even all that, and that person asking that question, it should have been a telltale sign to him that he does not have the ears to hear. After all that word, after all that testimony, after all that witness. But it needs to be that some be like that. It's just the way it is. Some only take on the name outwardly. But it's something about the people of Yah. They have His spirit inwardly. And they have the experience. And they have the fellowship. And they have the suffering. So what we're going to talk about tonight. Again, we're in the book of Hebrews, Saints of the Most High. And thank you for the check. Glad we're coming in loud and clear on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Old Teacher Shane been going on for been up for quite a few hours since about 2 a.m. this morning, but still going strong. Been able to fellowship with my dear brother in the United Kingdom, dear brother Mike, as we do every first day morning. And I thank y'all for that. You know, we've been in the last chapter, if you want to call it that, in the book of Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, the epistle of the Hebrews. We've been learning about brotherly love. I just looked at that, you know, even before the radio show started. And it's beautiful that it's closing the book with let brotherly love continue. That love. And then I read the verse before, for our Yah, our Elohim, is a consuming fire. And we learned that Yah is love. And if we really want to know love, if we really want to know real love, real life, we'll let the Creator of all things, we'll let the Redeemer of our soul, our Savior, consume us. We let the fire of His Word come into our ears. Let it search and seek the cracks and the crevices of this temple, this tabernacle, whom the God of this world is desiring to blaspheme in this end time, as we heard yesterday. This thing with the mouth of the false prophet, the dragon, the image, that it is a unique spectacle for us to behold. For this is going on in our time and in our hour, saints of the Most High. Are we being sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise? And we know that Hasatan, being like a great imitator, emulator, liar, likes to be like the Most High Yah. So he seals his people. Sees Yah, looks upon the horizon and sees that Yah has sealed his people. So he said, I'm going to be like the Most High Yah. I'm going to mark my people. And that's what he's doing. This is getting narrower and narrower. Who will you serve? Who will you worship? When it all comes down to buying and selling, have you been sold? Have you been bought with a price? Have you put yourself on the rock to be purchased by his blood? And if you are a purchased possession, then what has the mighty one of this world have in you? He should have nothing in you. We have passed from death unto life, real life. We've loved God, not our lives, unto the death. Here is the faith and the patience of the saints. We keep the commandments because we know that Yah is love. Just as when the finger of Yah etched the two tables of stone with his precepts of love. Then he did so in our being with the fire. Day by day, the baptism continues. Be immersed in his love. Be immersed in his rebuke. Be immersed in his reproof and admonishing and exhortation. You want to be consumed with love? Do you want to love? If you want to love, you got to know the one who is love, who is the embodiment of love. And he wants to show us, his people, all the time how much he loves us. Just as in our forefathers of old did not understand this love that was given toward them. Looks upon the horizon, looked upon the temporal, and saw what the other nations were doing. I thank Yah for his word. I thank Yah for examples and examples. Well, I can look upon the horizon now with that Holy Spirit of promise in me, eyes that see and ears that hear, and look upon that crap that is upon the horizon and say, hey, I don't have no part of that. That has no part of me. That is not my inheritance. I have a greater inheritance. I've got a greater and more enduring substance. You know, that's my testimony. And that's what the Most High Yah has put in me by his word. We keep the testimony of Jesus Christ. We don't give that to keep the testimony of ourselves. We don't seek after our own selves. We don't seek to save our own life. The second death that is coming upon this world, it will have no hold on us. As we have overcome, we are overcomers, not by our might, not by our power, but by his Spirit that dwelleth in us. And this time, this hour, the saints of Yah, if you do not have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, this is a dire time now to seek to be filled with his Spirit. You want to be sealed? You want the power to overcome the wicked one of this world? You want the power to overcome your lust, your desires, your affections? Let that consuming fire consume you. Let it protect you. Let it feed you. Let it clothe you. Let it house you. loves you. Let it show you how much a father he is and how much a child you are. Hallelujah. 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 So let brotherly love continue, for our Yah is consuming fire. And it says, remember them. Skipping down to verse 3. We talked about entertaining strangers, angels, messengers, unaware. Cause why? We entertain them because we let brotherly love continue. It's something about the love of Yah, which sharpens our senses, which gives us that discernment, which helps us to really discern actually who his people are. Remember, all my time in this walk, there are certain people I've met along this journey and knew that they were not of this world, even as I was not. I didn't know their name. I didn't know nothing about them, but there was something about them that was different from the regular populace. So I haven't treated some in my walk and never seen them again. But there's something about this love of Yah that will feed us, that will guide us, that will protect us if we allow it. He desires to do his word, his will. It's his word. It's his will. We are his children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them. This is this mind that we should have. And I think as time goes on, as we come closer knit as a family, as we learn to love one another, as Yah teaches us and guides us and shows us how much his love is available there, because we cannot give unless we have received of him. And if we want to give more love, let's get more from him. Let's love him more. The more we love him, you cannot outgive the Most High Yah. You want to try to outlove him? Watch him. Watch him. Watch him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, remember them that are in bonds, is bound with them, and them which suffer adversity. That's a unique word. Suffering to the people of Yah takes on a whole different connotation when we, the people of Yah, have the right understanding, the right mind, that we're suffering for his sake, as he suffered for his name's sake. And we are suffering tribulation and trials and whatever it may be. But these sufferings are there to hone us, to perfect us, to mature us. It's a beautiful thing when we look at it from a different lens. We look at things through the eyes of our Master and our Savior. And we read when he was coming upon his time. And we have the record of how he suffered. How he not opened his mouth. There's no guile, nothing found in him. But he humbled himself through the sufferings. Because there was more at stake than just him. He was fighting his will. But we learned, and we understand, he said, it was not my will, but thy will be done. And as we, the saints of the Most High, that's a daily walk and talk for us. You want to know life? You want to know love? Then always have upon your hearts and in your minds that His will must be done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Matthew 25, again, I'm going to go over this, starting at verse 31. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And it says, and before Him shall be gathered all, there's that word, all, not some, not a few, not here a little and there a little, all nations. And before Him shall be gathered all nations. And He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. We don't want that goat nature. We don't want to be found among the goats. We want to be sheep led of a shepherd. The sheep knows the shepherd's voice. They will always run to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the sheep love. And the shepherd loves. And this is mutual. And this is fellowship. For the sheep know who feeds them. Who leads them to green pastures? Who protects them? Verse 33, and He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on His left. And it says, then shall the King say unto them on His right hand, come, ye blessed of My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. From when? From the foundation of the world. And He said, for I was an hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. See, the Passover is coming. One pivotal thing of the Passover that's intertwined within the Passover, taking of the body and the blood, is discerning the Master's body, discerning the Savior's body, discerning who your brother and sister is, who is the body of Christ. It's a sermon. Knew when He was hungry. It knew when you gave Him meat. It knew when He was thirsty and you gave Him drink. He said, I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came unto me. And then it says in verse 37, then shall the righteous answer Him, saying, Master, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the King shall answer and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these My brethren, you have done it unto Me. Notice that, of these My brethren. Are we discerning the Master's body? Are we honing our minds and sharpening our minds and sharpening our senses to know who is your brother? Who is your true sister? Who are the ones that have the fruit of love, have the fruit of joy, have the fruit of peace? Some beautiful thing about this fellowship of love, that we can share love one with one another and strengthen one another with. We can share peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, all this good fruit. All these from the tree of life. All these that give life. All these will keep you in safety. All these will keep you in love. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beautiful word. Beautiful word. Again, in Romans, I think it is. Romans 12. Starting at verse 15. Let us hear the word. I usually don't use a lot of scriptures, but tonight, or a lot of word, but tonight I just want us to reflect on letting brotherly love come. I've been hitting this a lot in my past blog talks. And it's been hitting a lot by the Spirit, and it's pertinent even in this time, in this hour, when things are constraining us to be more communal. It's constraining us to stay closer, knit together, to rely on one another. We are to let whatever this pandemic that's bringing fear on most of the world, it's strengthening our faith. It's bringing a tighter bond between our brothers and our sisters, which it should. Their hearts are going to fail them for the things that are coming upon the face of the earth. I had to tell earlier this week some customers, say, I don't fear this thing like y'all fear. And it happened, and one of them had, well, I'm happy for you. Didn't hear what I was actually saying. I was actually giving a lifeline out there just a little bit. So maybe, for instance, the love in me might be shared to them just a little, so they can ask of the faith that is in me. I don't mind sharing. I don't mind telling of my Master and my Savior, how He's clothed me, how He's fed me, how He's opened my eyes, how He's taken me out of darkness and put me into His marvelous light, how He's given me love and life and liberty, set my feet in open places that I don't have to fear no more. Like Pastor said, you know, with the people of Yah, death is a promotion to us. Because once you know this physical body ceases to exist, we're in the presence of Yah. Yes. Grave. What hold has it on us, the people of Yah, who are eternal beings? Even though we're living this little pinch of life in this natural world, which is a vapor and a mist. Nothing, you know, that you can really climb. Has anybody ever tried to go outside when the fog is out and try to get you a whole mason jar full of it and grab you gobs and gobs of hands of all this mist, all this vapor, and try to save it and can it or whatever you want to do it? No, you cannot. This temporary world is governed by an eternal word. We are a people of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. I am glad at any time to let Holy Spirit in me and what He's put in my heart tell of the hope that is in my being. It's not my hope. It's His hope. And I thank Yah for that. And it is marvelous in our eyes. We were going to Romans 12, I think it was, and let me see here. Verse 15. I'm going to start verse 9. Romans 12, verse 9, it says, let love be without dissimulation. And it says, abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, and honoring, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, but you're fervent in spirit. Why? Because you're serving the Master. You rejoice in hope. And when in tribulation, you're patient. And during all this, you're continuing instant in prayer. And you distribute to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, Yeshua says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. So remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're continuing on that. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll read verse 12. I'm going to start at verse 11. Hallelujah. It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, hallelujah, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. But if we deny him, he also will deny us. Remember them that are in bonds. Just thinking, you know, many times to meditate when Yeshua went through the cross, all that he suffered, going to that tree. Got to get that word out of my mind, cross. But the tree, we talked about the tree yesterday. And many people do not have the fellowship of this impalement, of this crucifixion. It was an amazing thing for a lot of us, and a lot of us can give testimony to that. When the Most High made himself known unto us, and when we saw how dirty and how putrid and how stinking and how abhorring we was to him, how it convicted our hearts and caused us and brought us into realization that we come in suffering with him. It's a beautiful thing, you know, if we, the saints of the Most High, meditate on being crucified with Christ. And this is a daily thing, and we can read Paul talked about it all the time. This fellowship of the crucified. This fellowship of having your hands nailed to a tree, your feet nailed to the tree. Like the last time that I ministered on governing the members. I've taught on that before, but not in that manner. And it's not a good thing, you know, to say within yourself, oh, I've heard this before. When the word is being spoken, never, never, never take that approach. The Most High God is always speaking to his people in many ways at your level. See, the fellowship of the sufferings, it brings a gratefulness if we actually would just enter into the very things. Now I meditate on how would it painful would it be to actually have my hands nailed to a tree. And I can see, even in this walk, many times, how the nailing of them hands have kept me in life. There has been temptations and trials and wicked ones and spirits that wanted me to use my hands in contrary and contrariness to the word. Wanted me to craft things with my hands that were abominable. But if it wasn't for the law of Yah in me, the love of Yah in me, I would have denied the nails in my hands. And if it wasn't for the nails, knowing that the nails are in my feet, but you ain't been crucified, Teacher Shane. But yes, I am. I am crucified with Christ. I'm arming myself likewise with the same mind. Why? Nail these things to a tree. And we read it in Proverbs. These very things. And it is profound. And the Most High Yah, knowing what we have need of, even before we asked, was taking these things into captivity, nailing them to his cross, taking them out of the way. We have no excuse to have our feet running to mischief. If we have been crucified with him, our feet will not do such things. Our hands would not pluck down houses if we're crucified with him, because that body would still be on that tree. It'd be nailed. See, the fellowship of the sufferings is a beautiful thing if for a chance we just step away from our own life and look at his life, look at his sufferings, and to see that he endured this very thing because he loved us so much. He loved us to an extent that we hunger and thirst to understand this love, to partake of this love. While I was yet sinner, I read that, and while I was yet sinning, Christ was on that tree dying for me, and that floors me. That kind of love, that kind of enduring, that kind of suffering, that kind of love would persevere to that point. And this same love is in us, and this very small thing is upon the world now. Love will prevail. Yah will prevail. We will be consumed. Let us be consumed of Yah. We're not going to be consumed of a virus. That is not our inheritance. It's not appointed us unto that wrath. We are a people appointed unto salvation. Let us not deny him in any manner. Because he's faithful, he's just, and he is a true witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, let's go to Philippians. And we're going to Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, that's a capital S there, if any bows in mercies, says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord. And that is a hard thing in this hour, to get the people of y'all on one accord. One accord. Times are coming. Times are coming. The wine press is coming. People of Yah are going to, that we're going to be forced. We're going to be compelled. We're going to be driven to be of one accord, of one mind. Our Yah is one. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each esteem other better than themselves. And why is it written to us? Because the first fruits went on before us, paving this, the highway of holiness. If Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, didn't go through this suffering to give us this admittance through this door, because He is the door, He is the bread of life, He is the I am that I am. He is love. He said, I am love. I am life. I am the truth. I am the way. I am the life. So I'd rather stay with the I am. Look not on every man his own things, but every man also on the things of others. While we were yet in our sins, Christ was on that tree, loving us, looking on our things, looking on. He said, behold, I am the children which Yah, my Father, hath given me. These children were all their lifetime in bondage through fear. I thank you, Most High Yah. I thank you, Yeshua, for delivering me out of the kingdom of fear. You give me the right, holy, pure, full fear. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and departeth from evil, that is understanding. Let him that hath understanding count the number. Let him that hath wisdom, let him understand this number of a man. And this man has the number of the Hatzitan. As it says in Daniel. It is amazing that this beast, this false prophet, and all these cohorts don't get the people of the earth to make an image. And go compel them to make an image. And once his image is made, he's going to have the power to give life to that very image that the people of this world made. Here we are. Hey, building. It is right. Look not on every man his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Why? He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Again, let us go to 1 Peter chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Listen to this, saints of the Most High, because this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Fellowship of suffering, but it's a good suffering. It's a suffering that's going to get you into the kingdom. It's a suffering that's going to make you strong. It's a suffering that's going to mature you. It's a suffering that's going to bring gentleness and meekness and temperance and faith. Hallelujah, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us. What? For as much then as Christ has suffered for us. How in the flesh? It says, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. Why? For he that has suffered in the flesh, what a consolation here. He has ceased from sin. So this suffering in the flesh cuts off your ability to see it. You know, this is beautiful. This is power. This is love. As for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, because this is the same mind, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his life in the flesh to the lust of men, but we're living to the will of Yah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And over in the next chapter, hallelujah, 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger, you submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For Yah resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And a lot of people in this time, I've seen a lot of people, they deny the suffering of humility. They deny the suffering of forgiveness. They deny the Holy One that bought them. And they don't want to arm themselves with a like mind. They don't want to continue steadfast. You enter into the war. And the word says there is no discharge in that war. And I've seen too many people get in this walk and then step out of the walk. And their last state is worse than before they entered into the walk. And then there is no more sacrifice for sin. We'd rather partake the sufferings of fear. They'd rather endure the sufferings of envy and the sufferings of jealousy and hatred and variance and such like. They'd rather suffer in adultery and fornication. Rather suffer in the worshiping of other gods. Oh, mercy. Mercy. 1 Corinthians, saints. 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to start at verse 12. Again, remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. One. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether it be Jews or Gentiles. So we got to understand in this inheritance, as Yeshua was up on the tree, we also are upon that tree. We are partaking of the same suffering. And I thank Yah for that suffering. If I had not entered into that suffering, How would I know his love? How would I know how to endure myself and endure my brothers and endure my sisters in true love? To know them not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, that the power of Yah would actually strip away that veil and allow me to love my brother and my sister for the true substance that they are, for the true being that they are, that I can discern that Christ is in them of a truth, that Christ is in me of the truth, and Christ's got to be shown in me. How much fellowship in love, fellowship in patience, fellowship in long-suffering, fellowship in gentleness. Sometimes it takes suffering to be gentle. So there's a lot of things in us that don't want to be long-suffering. But if the love of Yah prevails in us, we will suffer that long-suffering because it's the love which is an anchor, which is our hope to our soul, which keeps us grounded and keeps our feet set in heavenly high places because we have His mind. Our mind has gotten us nowhere but sorrow and hurt and pain. And I am very, very glad and very, very thankful that all that I went through before brings me to who I am now. That I can no longer give witness to who I was. He's dead. I give witness to the one that died and rose again. That is my life. That is my love. That is my peace that He has given me. Yeah, I will claim it is mine because He is in me and I in Him is in Him. And this fellowship of this suffering must continue if we're going to know Him. For by one Spirit we are all baptized in one body, whether it be Yehudim or Gentiles, Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, then where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath Yah set the members, every one of them in the body. Why? Because it has pleased Him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And it says, and the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again unto the head or the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. More abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. Because our comely parts have no need. But Yah has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in this body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. And it's a sad thing. In the body of Yah, when love is not being fellowshipped, one of our brethren is called into the ministry, being called a pastor, being called a teacher, being called a preacher. And he's had this anointing and this this honor put upon him. And then there be some that be envious. Oh, who do you think? You know, all that crap that is not of the love of Yah. One member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. It's a beautiful thing when we see a brother or sister delivered of a spirit that has been tormenting, driving them, harassing them. And we see them praising the Most High Yah because He has set them free, has gave them liberty from that spirit. They have broke the bonds of wickedness. And I can see the tears and feel the joy. Yes, I want to enter into that. I want a fellowship with that. Yes, that's a beautiful thing because I can fellowship with that. I can enter into the praise of God. I myself also likewise was partaker of the same infirmity. And I knew at the time when I were delivered how I rejoiced, how thankful I was. And how my brothers and sisters gathered around me, entered into this realm of praise and worship with me to give the deliverer, to give the redeemer all honor, all esteem, all glory. I mean, this fellowship was beautiful. This fellowship was uplifting. This fellowship was edifying. As we have overcome the wicked one together. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 12. Paul says, not as though, I'm going to go back a little bit. We'll start at verse 3, saints, of Philippians chapter 3. It says, for we are the circumcision which worship Yah, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in this filthy, stinking flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinking that he hath, whereof he might trust in the flesh, I am more. Look at my pedigree, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerned in zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Oh, he's ready for an Academy Award. Pin it on him. Give him a trophy. Break forth the fireworks and give the celebration like hell. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss. Oh, hallelujah. But now I don't want to suffer. I got to get a little pain in my body. I got to go run and get me an aspirin. I got to go run here. I got to go run there. No pain, no pain. Yet thou wast not count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Savior, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them but dung. Why? That I may win Christ. That is my crown. That is my prize. That is the end. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through His faith, for the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of Yah by faith, Why? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that, if that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward, forth, unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Yah in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, us, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, you know, Yahweh Elohim shall reveal even this unto you, all his love. Oh, if it wasn't for the much suffering and going through suffering and being immersed and baptized in the suffering, I would not know this love at the depths that it has been shown unto me and shown unto us. Like Paul, if I may attain to the fellowship of his suffering, the resurrection, life, life, eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back over in Galatians, chapter 6. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Why you consider yourself as suffering, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do see Jesus, Hebrews 2 and 9, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of Yah, should taste death for every man. For it, death became all. It became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation, the captain of our salvation, perfect through sufferings. Why? For both he that sanctifies sets apart, and they who are sanctified are all of one. There's that one again. Which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Last but not least, over here in Romans, chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Saints of the Most High, we are in a beautiful strait. It's good to be in the straight way. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate. I know few that there be that find it, but the labor here is finding it. Like Paul said, if I may obtain to the resurrection, if you know, through the fellowship of the sufferings, I've got to get in. The same thing that I've been apprehended for. He was apprehended the same way. So knowing what I am apprehended for, it causes me to seek and to search him that apprehended me for the same thing. All the world is clamoring for love, when love has been there from the beginning. Love was the first. Love was the last. Love was the alpha. Well, love was the omega. Not this love that is temporal, that the imitator, the mighty one of this world is concocting and trying to sell the masses. That love that he's peddling, it is coming to steal, kill, and to destroy. We see how the masses, especially in this time of this coronavirus, how much they care for one another. They went to the stores and stripped themselves, not considering the one that's coming after them. That was sad. But that's the heathen. They have no love. They have no hope. They have no life. They are disembodied. They have not Yahweh. But we have Yahweh. Ah, saints of the Most High, Yah. We'll be back shortly after Sister Wenda here gives us a ministry break. Well, it don't want to give us a ministry break. This button, come on, button. There we go.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, comforting words. The lover of our soul, the giver of life, is coming, the King of life, King of glory, King of love, is coming again. Looking in the chat room, seeing who's all. Very few tonight. Very few this evening. Oh, well. Guess it's only to the few. Few there be that find it. But praise Yah. Praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. My heart's indicted in a good matter. You know, this burden, again, is delivered. The suffering of the word, which is bringing me closer to Him. I thank Yah for the sufferings. We all should thank Yah for the sufferings. We are a people of life, not a people of death. Everything is for us and not against us. Because if Yah be for us, who can be against us? Everything is on our side. We have the Creator within us and we are within Him. As long as we stay in this state, as long as we stay in this fellowship, we are protected. We are nourished. We are guided. We are sheltered, saints of the Most High Yah. So whatever comes this week ahead, just arm yourselves with the same mind. That suffering in the flesh is there for your good. All things work together for the good to them that are the called according to His purpose. Don't let your purpose guide your hands. Don't let your purpose guide your feet. Don't let your purpose guide your mouth. Lest you drink bitter vinegar. Don't you think more highly of yourself than you ought to? You might get that thorny crown put upon your head. See, we really saints of the Most High Yah. We understand that we are crucified with Him and understand what all took place and that suffering of death. We'd be more appreciative. We'd be more prayerful. We'd be more praising and worshiping. Just meditating on these good things. Having our mind on Him keeping us in that pavilion of peace. Keeping us in that secret place. Because we're destined to suffer. Because we got brothers and sisters. We are one. And we've got to endure this thing together. We are a body. We are a family. We are an assembly. And we should not forget that. Saints of the Most High Yah. So go. Do the things that you have to do this week with confidence, with strength. Knowing that you have the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. You have all things equipped for you. To fight against the wiles of the devil, whatever may be thrown your way, you know you're protected. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you again, Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, for posting scriptures. Thank all my brothers and sisters that joined us here tonight. Pray somehow, some way, that you're edified, that you got more strength. Because this is a ministry that desires to feed one another, desires to help one another, a ministry that understands what an assembly we are, what a body we are, and the world sees it, and the religion sees it, and the so-called Hebrews see it, and they envy it, and they desire our death, but they don't know what worketh in their hearts. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, saints. Leave you with comforting words again. The King is coming. As Pastor always says when he closes, I will say it as well. As we are of the same mind, same spirit, we speak the same things. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tell you what, this button don't want to work tonight.